veils reveal that I don't see what's real. Oh, but baby, you can trust. I know the good, the bad, and all I want is us. Girl, I've seen both sides. My eyes are open wide. I see the secrets in your eyes. The calm you show, the chaos that you hide. The storm you keep inside. I see everything you give the world. That's my own girl that gets me every time. Yeah, I can see just fine. Love ain't blind. Try that hard. Oh, baby, because I know who you are. The beauty and the truth when I look at you. I see the secrets in your eyes. The calm you show, the chaos that you hide. The storm you keep inside. I see everything you give the world. See the secrets in your eyes, the calm you show, the chaos that you hide. Storms you keep inside. I see everything you give the world. That's my own girl that gets me every time. I can see just fine. Love it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Loneliness is a cloak you use. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That is a song by the Walker Brothers called The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. It was originally recorded by Frankie Valli back in 1965, and they released their version a year later. Funny story, the Walker Brothers weren't brothers at all, and they just thought it was a cool stage name. Maybe they picked up on the Jackson 5, who knows? But anyhow, that song reached number one in the UK and peaked at number 13 on the Billboard US Hot 100. Now for music from an artist who is from Montreal. Well, actually grew up in Wakefield. If you've ever been to Wakefield, there's a really cool spot there, or I'm not sure if it's there anymore, called the Black Sheep. But there's also Motel Chelsea not too far. So it's a really vibrant music community, even though it's small. And Anacneed is an artist that we've played on the show a couple times. We're going to play a song called Love Alone. Anacneed is a multidisciplinary OG Cree artist who has been putting out acclaimed music ever since and is associated with the Indigenous Music Nomad Projects. Here's Anacneed on the Jukebox. We'll be right back. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You're that star up in the sky. You're my light in the dark. You're that glisten in the water. You're the light. Katoa.
Yippee-ki-yay, music from Tammy Ray, here with me. Cool stuff from this artist who is from Whitefish Lake First Nation, Treaty 8 territory. A soulful Cree singer who is just getting her career off the ground. Her journey has taken her from the heart of Treaty 8 to the bright lights of New York City, where she has now performed off-Broadway in Bear Grease, the musical. Very cool stuff. So check out Tammy Ray. I am your host, Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning into the show. I really do appreciate it. I love bringing you music each and every week, so it means the world to me that you guys listen to the show. Tommy Emmanuel is coming up. This is one of J.P. Cormier's picks. J.P. is our Yamaha featured artist, and he says that Tommy is the best living guitar player on the planet. J.P. is really good, so if he's saying that, I'm going to tend to believe him. We're going to play 9-Pound Hammer. It's a live version of that particular song from the album Center Stage. Brand new music coming up as well from Chelsea Young, who is an indigenous country artist from Wild Rose Country, Alberta to be exact, and is originally from the Big Stone Cree Nation in northern Alberta. That's called Soul Tide. We're also going to hear something from TK the Artist. It's a tune called So Good. This is brand new music from a Nigerian-born singer-songwriter who resides now on the west coast of Canada. And now, Like a Spark. This is from the album American Stories. This is also a brand new release, and it is from the artist Rost Am. Really cool stuff. I think you're going to like it. It's a single that has been making a lot of rounds on all streaming services. It's sort of in the realm of like Likey Lee, Maggie Rogers, Solange, and Frank Ocean. If you dig that stuff, you're going to like this a lot. Here it is on the jukebox.
Some nights
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Oh, I love this tune. That 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy for my size. I'm going on a mountain, gonna see my baby, and I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back, no, yeah. Roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. can I roll? When the wheels won't go, yeah, yeah. Hold on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can you roll when the wheels won't go? It's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, or get a little brew. Well, when I'm long gone, make my tombstone out of number nine coal. Number nine coal, yeah, yeah. Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go?
Hi, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. For nearly 300 years, the winemaker Maison Renard has made champagne in northern France. The region's cool weather helps the grapes ripen to just the right conditions for making crisp, bright wines. But as the climate warms, the grapes are ripening earlier and faster. And Caroline Fio, Maison Renard's cellar master, says they no longer reach their ideal sugar-to-acid balance and aroma simultaneously. Instead, these features sometimes mature at different rates, which changes the grape's flavor.
In 2025, we had the sugar level which was reached at a given moment, but the aromatic maturity was not ready.
So they had to wait to harvest, and as a result, the grapes had more sugar. To adapt, Maison Renard is leaning into the change and embracing the unpredictable. They've created Blanc Singulier, a collection of champagnes made from grapes grown in years with atypical weather. It's specifically designed to highlight the altered flavor of the grapes.
Blanc Singulier is a response to climate change and is also a way for us to raise this awareness about climate change.
So it's an innovative way for the champagne maker to continue its legacy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.